as I say, for myself as a young monk, watching Ajahn Chah, and it was tremendously inspiring to see somebody who was, it was like he was at the center of the universe, and just this peaceful, happy presence in the center of the universe, and things happened around him all the time, and you know, people praised him, people criticized him, people were drawn to him, many people drawn to him, but then of course some people would be, monks would be ordaining out of inspiration, monks would be leaving out of frustration and disillusionement, sort of like, and Ajahn Chah was just always happy. And it's like this, it was just, yeah. So it was, you realize, oh, that's really possible in the human condition, that one doesn't need to have conditions always sort of perfect. That's like Ajahn Chah really didn't have he didn't have a life of his own. He was just sort of there for people. Think of, and he wasn't looking to have anything special for himself.